certain movement. Going to change this world in a very remarkable way. We're already seeing how the world is changing because of the effect of this transcendental movement. Srila Prabhupada didn't go to America to just start a spiritual movement. Srila Prabhupada actually went to America to plant the seed of establishing the golden age in the middle of this age of Kali. And in course of time we will see that. We have full faith in Mahaprabhu's prediction that Krishna consciousness movement will spread in every town and village all over the world. Mahaprabhu very clearly predicted, Prithivite ache yato nagoradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. In every town and village, this Krishna consciousness movement would spread. So this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His words will never go in vain. Whatever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said is bound to happen. That means in every town and village, literally in every town and village, this movement will spread. And in order to fulfill this prediction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Srila Prabhupada. Actually, not only Srila Prabhupada, to fulfill that prediction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first sent Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur actually started this very special mission. Then came Srila Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he furthered that movement. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave the blueprint of this movement. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave it a shape. And Srila Prabhupada then took this movement and took it out of the pressings of Indian subcontinent and took it to the outside world and spread it all over the world. What Srila Prabhupada has done in just 10 years' time is the most wonderful miracle. Prabhupada himself used to say that people want to see miracles and they're so impressed by just seeing somebody producing some ash or some cash. But let them go and make the whole world Krishna conscious. Make them into devotees of Krishna. And Prabhupada used to say that this is the greatest miracle. People who did not even know about Krishna, they sacrificed everything for the sake of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the greatest miracle. And it was just the beginning. What Srila Prabhupada did within 10 years' time is undoubtedly the greatest miracle. But this mission, Prabhupada knew himself that in 10 years' time the entire mission will not be accomplished. The mission needs to continue. And in order to continue the mission, in order to progress, in order to further this mission, Prabhupada saw the need of establishing an institution. It is only through this institution that such a mission can continue to be established. An amazing spiritual personality like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they are very rare personalities. They come once in a blue moon. And coming here, they make some amazing effect. They create some amazing effect. But when they are gone, then what would happen? We have seen some great personalities come, and during their lifetime they achieve something very wonderful. But when they go, when they leave the planet, then whatever they have done gradually subside, gradually disappear. But here Prabhupada saw the need of continuing it and expanding it. Prabhupada took it practically to every country, every continent, every country, but not to every town and village. But that's the mission, that's the goal. Therefore, in order to do that, Prabhupada put so much emphasis that even after his disappearance, the mission would continue and further. Srila Prabhupada created the institution of ISKCON. Therefore, we have to recognize the importance of this institution, and we have to protect this mission, protect this institution, in order to continue this mission. One unfortunate thing we saw in the past, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also came and amazingly wonderful spiritual personality with amazing ability, with an inconceivable scholarship, wisdom and charisma. And he did an amazing thing. Took Krishna consciousness and spread it all over India. And he also saw the need of establishing an institution and furthering the mission through the institution. But unfortunately, soon after his disappearance, the institution collapsed. He actually gave a very clear indication that in order to maintain the institution, you collectively manage the institution. That is the secret of the success of an institution, the collective management. And in order to make it happen, we have to have the leadership properly established. But they didn't do that. What they should have done is they should have established the leadership of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and they should have continued to maintain the institution through the concept of collective management, through the concept of collective management. And Prabhupada told us that the mistake that they made, we should not make the same mistake. That is, we should maintain the institution, give the maximum emphasis on that institution, and in order to do that, collectively manage it and further the mission. And one unspoken truth behind that is, in order to do that, we have to establish the leadership of the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. If we want to become big leaders, then the institution will become fragmented. If we establish Srila Prabhupada as the leader, and we all function as his humble servants, then the institution will remain intact. And in ISKCON it has happened. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, ISKCON 35 years after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, ISKCON is still intact. And not only intact, ISKCON is expanding. Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world. What is the secret? The secret behind that is the collective management and Prabhupada's unique position as the leader of the ISKCON, the founder acharya. So that is why I personally feel the more we glorify Srila Prabhupada, stronger our institution will become. That is why there is the need to establish Srila Prabhupada's greatness. After all, who are we? We are simply his humble servants. And it's so wonderful to become Srila Prabhupada's humble servant. By being his humble servant, we are actually getting the recognition all over the world. We do not have to become somebody very special, somebody very unique, somebody very charismatic, and somebody very flamboyant. We simply have to become Srila Prabhupada's humble servant. And the rest will automatically happen. And if ISKCON's glory spreads all over the world, if ISKCON is established all over the world, then naturally we'll become glorified. If ISKCON's glory spreads all over the world, if ISKCON is established all over the world, then even as a sweeper we'll become glorified. But if ISKCON falls apart and we become big acharyas, then what's the use of that? In a small little temple, big acharya. What's the use of that? Rather let us become the humble servant of the wonderful spiritual institution that is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Yes. So I already spoke for quite long this morning. So now I will invite my honorable and very dear God brothers and God sisters to speak on Srila Prabhupada's glory. Shankarshanitaka.
Maybe they can come and speak to you.